So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamecher es atzmei ve'ezbonav lo evde kechavim, ein paid nicely. If a person sells himself and his sons to a non-Jew, they are not redeemed, because as the Gemara explains, v'hu shemacher v'shana v'shilash. The Chacham initiated a kenas for this person, because he already sold himself to a nakam two or three times. Aval paid nes abonim la'achar mises avien. The sons are redeemed after the father dies, because as Rashi explains, shleyut mu bagoyim, so that they do not assimilate. However, there's no concern while the father is alive, because the mintar lohayin avuin, the father guards them. Zok the Mishnah, ha'mecher es sedeyu lo'eved kechavim, lekech u'mevi mimena bikurim. If a person sells his field in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, he must purchase the first ripened fruits of each year, even at great cost, and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash as bikurim. Mipnei tikkun o'ilo. Chacham initiated this kenas to discourage people from selling their fields to Akum, and as Rashi explains, imachar, if he does sell his field, he will seek to redeem his field from the Yaakum to avoid having to buy the first fruits every year. The Gemara introduces two machlokes Rabba Rabbi laws regarding a non-Jew's ownership of land in Eretz Yisrael. Rabba says, "Ein kinyan la'akum Eretz Yisrael lafkia midei meiser." If a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha is not removed, and therefore a Yisrael who eats these fruits is obligated to separate meiser. Because the pasuk states, "V'ha'aretz leisimacho letzmisis keli ha'aretz lik kedusha sa'aretz." Hashem owns the kedusha Eretz Yisrael, therefore it cannot be removed. Rav Elazar disagrees and says, "Yesh kinyan lo'eved kochavim Eretz Yisrael lafkiyah midei meiser." If an akam purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha is removed, and therefore these fruits are exempt from meiser, because the pasuk of meiser mentioned the exclusive word deganecha, your grain, which teaches deganecha v'loy degan lo'eved kochavim. Only fruits that were grown in a Yisrael's field are obligated in Meister, but fruits grown in a non-Jew's field are exempt from Meister. However, Rabba understands the word Degenecha as Digunecha, the completed processing of your grain, and therefore teaches Digunecha v'lei Digun Eved Kechavim. Only fruits that were processed by a Yisrael are obligated in Meister, even though they were initially grown in the Akum's field. But fruits processed by an Akum are exempt from Meiser even if they were initially grown in a Yisrael's field. Regarding the second Machlekes, Rambam says, "Yesh kinyin lo'evik ha'chavim be'eretz Yisrael, lachba b'bayrish sichin ma'aretz." If a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, he may even transform the land by digging pits and caves, because the pasuk states, "Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem, v'ha'aretz nasan l'bnei Adam." Hashem transferred ownership of the land to human beings. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says, "Ein kinyan lo'evet kechavim be'eretz Yisrael, lach b'bayrish sichin ma'aretz." He may not dig pits and caves because the pasuk states, "Lashem ha'aretz," Hashem still owns the land. The Gemara continues with a lengthy discussion regarding the first machlekes and attempts to bring a proof from our Mishnah, which states, "Hamoicher es sedeyu lo'evet kechavim lo'ikeach u'mevi mimena bikurim." If a person sells his field in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, he must purchase and bring the bikurim each year mimnei tikkun ha'olam. According to Rav Elazar, who holds yesh kinyan lo eved kechavim be'eretz Yisrael lafki midei meiser, the Mishnah is understood simply mimnei tikkun ha'olam in midei reis aloi. The Yisrael brings the first fruits as bikurim only midrabbanan, but is not required to bring a midei reis because yesh kinyan lo eved kechavim be'eretz Yisrael lafki midei meiser. However, according to Rabbah, who holds ein kinyan lo eved kechavim be'eretz Yisrael lafki midei meiser, the Mishnah must be understood as follows. Shtei takonis hava. The Chacham initiated two takonis. At first, the Yisrael brought the Bikurim, because midei reisa, ein kinyan lo'evik ha'chavim meretz Yisrael, afki midei meisa. However, kiven the chazad komakri or mezavni, the sarvi b'kedusha sa'i kaiman, when the Chacham noticed that people assumed that one may sell land to an akum, because the kedusha is not removed, takinu lehu deloy laisi. They initiated that he should not bring the Bikurim, so that it would seem as if the Kedusha is removed and people would thus refrain from selling land to Akum. However, when the Chacham saw that hard-pressed people were still selling their land to Akum and it would remain in their hands permanently, the Chacham reinstituted the original Chiv Deiraisa to bring Bikurim so that Yatriach Lachzer Acharev Lefdeisa. The Yisrael would try to redeem his field from the Akum to avoid going through the trouble of buying the first fruits from the Akum for Bikurim every year. The Gemara continues with a discussion regarding Bikurim from a field sold by one Yisrael to another. Itmar, Hamecher sedeu leperis. If a person sells his field only for its fruits, and that the buyer owns all the pears, while the seller retains ownership of the actual field, Rabbi Yechanan says, Mevi v'kaira. The lekech brings the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and also recites the parasha of bikurim, because kinyan pears to kinyan haguf dami. Owning the products of something is like owning the item itself. Therefore, the lekech can recite the pasuk, Mireishis priyadam asher nasatali, because he does own the guf, the actual field. Rish Lakish disagrees and says, Mevi v'ein akaira. The lekech brings the bikurim, but does not read the parasha because kinyan pears lav kinyan haguf dami. Owning the product is not like owning the item itself. Therefore, the lekech cannot recite the words asher nasatali because he does not own the field. The Gemara cites a brisa which quotes a pasuk regarding bikurim. The samachta b'chal atoyv asher nasan l'chal b'goymer ula be'secha, from which we derive ula be'secha melamed she'odin mevi bikuri ishtoy b'kairi. The word ula be'secha refers to one's wife and teaches that a husband must bring bikurim from the fruits that he owns in his wife's fields, and he also recites the parasha. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the husband, as well as any other lekech, are kairi, because kinyan peres kekinyan haguf dami. And according to one version in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan considers this pasuk to be the source for his opinion. However, according to Rish Lakish, this is a gzeiras hakasiv that only the husband is kairi, even though he has only a kinyan peres, but another lekech ain't a kairi, because kinyan peres lav kekinyan haguf. The Gemara continues and says, "Va'azul tamayu." We find the very same machlik as Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish regarding the case of Hamecher Sedeu Bizman Shayevel Noig. If a person sells his field completely during the period in which Yevel applies, as Rashi explains, Kol Mechiras Karka LePeres Sharei Chayzer Haguf BeYevel. This sale is inherently considered only for Peres, because when the Yevel year arrives, the buyer must return the field to the seller. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, Mevi VeKayre, because Kinya Peres KeKinya Haguf Dami. And Rish Lakish says, Mevi ve'ein akairi, because kinyan peres lav kekinyan haguf dami. The Gemara explains, v'tzricha. We need to be taught this machlekes in both cases, because we might have made the following distinction. In the case of Hamecher Sedeu LePeres, their intention was merely LePeres, therefore kinyan peres, lav kekinyan haguf dami. However, in the case of Hamecher Sedeu Bizman Shayevel Noyig, their intention is to sell the guf hakarka. It merely has to be returned because of Yevel. Therefore, we might say that both agree that kinyan peres kekinyan haguf dami. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish taught this machlekes in both cases. Rish Lakish holds kinyan peres lav kekinyan haguf dami, even in the case of Hamecher Sedeu Bizman Shayevel Noyig. And Rabbi Yechanan holds kinyan peres kekinyan haguf dami, even in the case of Hamecher Sedeu LePeres. Rav Chisda adds, machlekes b'yevel sheni. The machlekes is only regarding a field that was sold in the second yevel cycle or later, after one Yevel had already been observed, in which Rish Lakish holds Mevi v'ein akairi because kinyan peres lav kekinyan haguf dami, as Rashi explains, because samcha daiti the meicher devadi hadra lei b'zeh batuach sheich zarena. Both the meicher and lekeach are certain that the field will be returned at Yevel. Therefore, it was clearly understood that the field was sold for peres only. However, b'yevel rishin devi hakoil Mevi v'kairi. Rish Lakish agrees in the case of a field that was sold before the first Yevel cycle was completed, that kinyan peres kekinyan haguf dami, because that kati leisamach that tayu, they're not sure whether the field will be returned after Yevel, and the meicher sold the lekeach the guf as well. This discussion of kinyan peres continues in the next daf.